Knock, knock.
Who's there? Who's there, Lewis?
The interrupting podcast.
What do you mean, interrupting podcast?
Hello, oh,
fuck me. Oh, well, start as you mean to go on, I suppose.
Hello, and welcome.
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 Oh, Christ. I've been sitting on that for a day.
for the last 30 minutes. Right, you thought, shit, I need to come up with an introduction this week.
Oh, yeah. God. Quickly. Get to work, men.
Put the 50 men to work who are hammering down your door. Oh, goodness me.
Cool back.
How are you both?
Splendid, thanks.
Yeah, not too bad.
Oh, I've just had, like, you know, one of those lockdown days where all you do is eat shit and to think that you really should be doing stuff and then ultimately all you do is then not do anything but think, oh, I really should be doing something. But you're like, but I'll just...
Yeah, sit sometimes you need a day of doing nothing, yeah?
Yeah.
You just need to recoup, rearm.
Yeah, recharge the batteries.
Recycle.
Yeah, refortify the front lines.
Yeah, and then
Blitzkrieg. We're in the Ardennes.
High on meth.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm going to do today. Just get me resources together.
You probably need to be to listen to this.
What, high on meth? Maybe we're high on meth.
Oh, maybe.
Ooh. Yeah.
We're not.
Speak for yourself.
I just love meth. It's my new thing. It's my lockdown hobby. Some people learn Mandarin. I've just started doing meth. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, welcome to the ACP.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah. Welcome the All Right Cheers podcast, where we answer everyone's pressing questions, as you can tell. Really serious podcast.
Very serious.
Yeah.
Serious.
I'm Jacob. Who are the other two maniacs?
I'm Andy.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No way, shit. I'm Muzza.
Yeah,
I keep forgetting my name, yeah.
It's because we all sound the same.
Yeah, this is true. Actually, we had some more comments about that.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. So obviously I made precautions this week. I bought some badges for us to wear next week. So everyone knows who we are. Yeah.
That's helpful. Yeah.
We just like to go the extra mile.
Great.
Maybe we should say our names before everything we say.
Oh yeah.
Muzza, that's like a really good idea.
Sort of like Roger.
Yeah. Oh, no, like those CB radios. It's like, break a breaker. This is Blistering Phoenix.
Would that be your name? Would that be your radio name?
Blistering Phoenix.
That was the quickest thing my brain could come up with.
I'm just thinking of like a phoenix which has sort of risen from the ashes, but like burn, like a phoenix which isn't meant to be on fire.
Yeah,
so it's kind sunburn. Of blistering.
I thought you said Listerine Phoenix.
That was worse.
Oh, the mintiest phoenix of them all.
Yeah. No, I did say blistering, but we can go with Listerine Phoenix. In fact,
should we say it over when we finish speaking as well?
Over. Breaker, this is Blistering Phoenix, over. Yeah.
Who else do we have here?
No, so you're the only one who's yet to... what?
Lewis's call sign is just laughter.
I think the only thing I can think of right now is mincing tomahawk.
grade. Breaker, breaker, this is Mincing Tom. I think that says a lot about you and the way your brain works.
Oh, not very well, clearly.
Yeah. Oh. To be fair, Mazza, you need to you need to come up with one now.
Yeah. Stay hydrated.
Great. So it's an important message, if I'm honest.
Is it, you think of all the truck drivers out there that aren't hydrated. I'm curing that.
Cure what? Truckers' hydration?
Throwing bottles of water at them.
So, how would you cure that? You just drive alongside and chuck water bottles at them? Or would you just spray, like, a hose into their window?
Spray in their face.
I think breaker, breaker, yeah. This is stay hydrated. Oh. Oh my Christ. Well, oh. I think that's the introduction done. Lovely.
Tick.
Tick, yeah. Right, let's get to this checklist as quickly as possible.
Stop the pain.
Right, so I think that's all that's said and done. Breaker, breaker. This is Blistering Phoenix. Let's go into the first segment, which is, what do you think of this?
What do you think of this?
Does anyone have any what do you think of this?
I actually have two.
Well, that's a fucking good thing, considering you minced off for probably all of the episodes, especially last week.
The last when all of the episodes.
You were like, yeah.
At the start, nothing. At the end,
that's just not true. So, absolutely wrong.
Last episode, you said no. Anyway, either way, we passed it. Moving on. What two bits of what do you think of this?
Let me have a look, shall we?
to my notebook. Yes.
I don't know which to choose first. Let's go with this one. Let's go with the chronological order. So, what do you think of this? There's a florist nearby, right? And they have a little blackboard in their window, and they write down on there the next upcoming day, so say Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, Father's Day, and so on.
Yeah.
And that was just the most useful thing, because I completely forgot about Mother's Day the other day, and then I saw it, and then that reminded me, and I wrote it down in my notes for the podcast, and then I also forgot about Mother's Day. So it's nice. It's a good gesture, right? But I still forgot about Mother's Day.
Oh, my Christ.
What do you think of that?
Well, what
we can say anything now because no one's listening.
Oh Christ!
Not after that intro, then.
What do I think of that?
What do you think of that?
What you've done from last episode? You said nothing, and now this episode you said, "Oh, I've seen a small little florist blackboard." What do you think of this?
That's what the segment's for, isn't it?
Well, clearly in your mind, what do I think of
that? What do you think of that?
Useful, I suppose.
Yeah, good little
what is there. What is their next day coming up? Like, what's important to them? Because I can't just be like, Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sunday, 5 pounds.
Well, to be fair, it's a pretty shitty marketing plan, isn't it? If you only ever put up the important days to plant flowers, because they should write every day. Write get flowers every day, because if you tell people that they only should get flowers a few days of the year, then the vast majority of the year they're not selling any flowers, are they?
Keep buying flowers. That's what that's
the
what
flowers are going out. Get them today.
Don't
we're
stop.
Stopping selling flowers tomorrow if you don't get them today. Yeah,
there'll be no flowers.
Yeah,
I think it's a good marketing little strategy. It's it's cheap. It's basically free, isn't it? It's quite nice. It's pleasant. It's good for the community.
Yeah, I suppose I agree with you on that.
Thank you.
Well, what do I think of that? Nice. Well done.
Not a lot.
We save the big talk for the big talk questions, don't we? So we need to get the small talk out of the way.
Get your tat out of the way.
Well, let's hear... I mean, I know it was a tough decision between your two Warrior Oh,
yeah.
What's your second one?
Right, I'll save the best till last. So the second one, right? At work, when I'm not on, when I'm not choosing what to listen to, very often Radio 1 is put on, BBC Radio 1. And in the daytime, between like what, 9 and 4, it's I didn't realize this, but it's really, really bad.
Yes.
It's like, so I think it's Greg James and Scott Mills for most of that period of time. Which I'm sure they're nice people. Yeah, nothing against them. But they seem to have like 15 songs, a playlist of 15 songs that they basically put on a loop, right? And then sprinkle in a few bits, you know, a few random songs in there. But then they just talk about like the most inane things. And it just makes you want to off yourself. I'm not going to lie. I'd honestly rather listen to
that's what you want.
It's just awful. I used to enjoy Radio 1. I don't know why.
I do sometimes have the Radio 1. This morning was one of those times, and there's sort of like an unpopular opinion segment. Someone had a go at David Attenborough, and everyone went ballistic. They banned him from the show.
Good, good.
And the people were just in absolute outrage. I mean, so was I.
Were they valid criticisms of David Attenborough, or were they just like, oh, I don't like him?
Yeah, I just don't like it. Just saying he's not all he is. Not all he's
what
up
do you mean
to
he's not all he's up to be?
Fuck off.
Davey A?
He's a fucking national treasure.
Yeah. Aw. The old boy. That's sad. I think he needs a statue resurrected of him somewhere in nature. Go and shove it in a jungle somewhere.
So
he'll love that.
So Andy saw a blackboard and listened to the radio.
Great.
What have you had today or recently?
Me?
Blistering Phoenix.
Mine was going to be an appreciation of a little-known brand called Schmikea, which I think has come up recently, but made me realise how my engineering genius quite literally knows no bounds. I looked online and I saw a cabinet, which I know this makes at least one individual on this podcast very quite cross. I didn't measure the bit. I looked at the bit and went, "Whoa, I know what needs to go there." And I'm looking at it right now, and my Christ, I did it. Not only did I build it, but it is slap bang the correct measurements.
That's just luck. And that angers me because it's always the most reckless that get away with it.
Yeah, well, it's perfect. And it fits in right there. I admit my houseplant is a little worse for wear. I don't really know what's wrong with him. He is called Mr. Lettuce.
He saw your interior decoration tech. Very upset.
I think just ended it.
He's losing a couple of leaves in sheer astonishment that my, you know, mathematical brain managed to achieve what I did. I was just so proud of myself. So that was what do you think of this? And I know what you think. It makes you cross.
makes you very cross. Because I'm sure you've just went, I want that. You bought it without thinking where it's going to go. And then you took out the instructions, you know, didn't have a proper check of everything. You just went head first into it, started putting it together, and that's when things go wrong.
That is when the enjoyment happens. You just get it all out. You don't check everything's there, because who does that? It's IKEA. You know it's there.
Schmikea.
You open up the page. You go, you see the man who looks all confused, and you go, I don't know why that's there. I'm not going to be confused. I'm going to put this together like the professional that I am. And then, and my favourite part is when it recommends that you have two people to do it. No.
Fuck off.
I shall be doing this by myself. Thank you very much. And then
Oh, it's just me and the swan.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, there you go. Schmikea, hit us up. This week's episode is sponsored.
Yeah, and admittedly, IKEA, sorry, Schmikea is very good at instructions and giving all the bits.
See? Trustworthy. Maybe that's what I am. Maybe I'm just too trustworthy.
One day, when you come to decorate a room with IKEA furniture, if you choose, and you're like, oh, I don't need to measure, and then you buy a big wardrobe and it doesn't fit, you'll be ruining the day that you didn't listen to Lewis or I or me.
Well, I hear you. But sometimes just you got to make that jump, haven't you? Jump, leap of faith. Yeah.
I won't, you'll be caught out one day.
My words. That sounds like a threat to me, Sunshine.
It is.
Anyway, yeah, there you go. That was
lovely.
And it makes you cross. Yeah, mincing lovely. Tomahawk. What a story.
I learned a new word yesterday. I'm not sure how to pronounce it.
Here we go.
Which isn't a great start.
You're about to try now, though, I hope.
It's either guffaw or guffaw. Or guffaw.
Guffaw. What does it mean?
It means hearty laugh. Loud and hearty laugh.
I think. Maybe it should be the ACG then. Right, cheers, guffaw. Because that's all we seem to do.
Guffaw, yeah. Mate, this I hope today is full of.
Why don't you laptop man, can you go on Google and then get the lady to play it?
How do you spell it?
GUFFAW.
Interesting.
Wow, that's not how I expected it.
Yeah, guffaw. Where did you learn this word, please?
On BetBix. Yes.
You've lost me.
Very well known film and TV show
platform. Yes. Yeah. Like Amazon Shine, but.
What's the thing?
Yeah, for some reason I typed it into my lap. It'd be so much easier to do it on my phone. Here we go. Are we ready?
Yes.
A loud and hearty laugh.
Guffaw. There we go. Lovely. Welcome to QI. That's nice.
Which one of us would be Stephen Fry if this was QI?
I want to say you. I feel like you try and hold it together. Whereas...
Who, me or me?
You.
Me?
Yes.
I don't know about that, you know. I don't know if that's true.
Well, because I feel like I'm the Alan Davis character.
Oh, yeah.
But to be fair, I could also be Sandy Togsvig. Because, you know, short and blonde.
Yeah, very well. We'll give you that.
I really like Sandy, actually.
Really?
I reckon I could.
I read one of her books when I was a child.
Great.
Friend and foe.
Oh.
Friend or foe, I think.
Cool. And on that note, I think we should move on.
That can be saved for Adam's podcast. God.
A need to not read.
Books you don't need to read.
No, you do need to read it. It's a good book. If you're a child, I think. Mm.
Please, can we move on?
I'll dive straight in with my question. I think it's quite good. I think it will lead to some great conversations. You do that. My question is, what is the worst thing to see at the end of your bed in the dark?
A massive bloke. The man.
The man.
Well, to be fair, the men.
The man is different to the men.
The man Yeah. The man. I think
even the men can't protect
the
you
man.
From
to
the
be
man.
Fair, I think unexpected visitors is not a nice phenomenon, is it? Like,
or just someone who's
yeah,
not meant to be
not
there.
Not necessarily the man. I think the man would be pretty horrible. But yeah, someone unexpected just looking at you like, Wagwan.
Hello.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm lost.
So that makes the idea of Christmas quite weird, doesn't it? Because if you think Santa's a man, Santa is a man, and he comes into your room. And if you woke up and you'd be like, what the fuck are you doing here?
He doesn't come into your room, does he?
Well,
unless you have
a... Yeah, because he puts a stocking
at the end of your bed.
He puts a stocking on the end of your bed.
Oh, my stocking is never at the end of my bed. I've got a deluxe Santa.
Deluxe?
Deluxe.
What does that mean?
I pay for Santa premium.
Oh, right.
It just gives you paint.
Good. Funny.
Yeah. I don't... What? I don't know. Anything that's a bit weird, if you went... If you...
Brilliant. Let me answer. Yeah. Jacob's clearly not providing
it. Just anything that's a bit weird.
Ooh. I've got two answers.
Oh, everything's in pairs this week. Yeah.
The first one is a mushroom cloud from nuclear detonation. that wouldn't be very good.
What, the whole cloud? It's like a mini detonation.
I think that'd be pretty cool. If you woke up and you just saw like a mini little experiment in your bed, you'd be like, sick.
That wasn't what I was thinking, but that would be quite cool.
Are you thinking like outside, or you like you wake up and you're like,
no, I'm thinking a literal nuclear bomb at the end of your bed going off.
Yeah. You probably wouldn't know.
It's not very realistic.
If you woke up just to see that,
that you wouldn't. You'd just be a shadow on the pavement.
Why are you sleeping on the pavement?
Well, you guys are lucky enough to have a bed.
To be fair.
Very true.
It's well smaller than mine.
And my other answer.
Yes.
When it was... It's nothing. It's darkness.
What? What?
If you wake up...
Yeah,
every single
wake
night.
Up and you go, it's still dark. Great, go back to sleep.
No, but it's like, what I'm trying to say is that you've become blind in the night.
How would you know that if it was the middle of the night?
Well, there's always light, isn't there? There's always light coming in somewhere. Unless you live in a cave.
I think...
That would be pretty scary.
Have you ever had those dreams where you, like, you dream that you can't open your eyes? Have you ever had that?
No,
I've had them quite... It's either you can't open your eyes or all your teeth fall out. They're, like...
Oh, I hate the ones where my teeth are, like, wobbly and they start just, like, I
it's
can, like, pull
so
them out.
It's so hard. I have, like, a really quite vivid dream of me being in airport security and I couldn't open my eyes and the airport security were like, sir, you need to open your eyes. And then for some reason I couldn't stand up, so I was just like rolling around on the floor with my eyes closed. And they were like,
how did you know
you
were
in
an
those
airport?
Dreams where it's like it's honestly ingrained in your head and you know, because it's going through airport security specifically. It doesn't necessarily, I don't know which airport it was going through airport security. Some bloke was like, you need to open your eyes. And I was like, I can't open my eyes. Yeah, that was a pretty grim dream.
Well, what about you, Lewis? What wouldn't you like to see?
Anything weird, really.
Great. Who's next? Oh, Lewis, have you got some more?
That's all right. Don't worry. you carry on. Clearly.
I actually just don't care. That's the only thing.
Great.
Come on.
Come on. This is a serious show.
Oh, yeah, it's just sort of...
Just say something weird.
Come on! Come on!
What are you doing to us, man?
I'm gonna start getting cross in a minute, sunshine.
Oh, just sort of like a scary animal, like a...
AC, I'm literally pulling the plug on a stupid question. You're stupid ass... No, alright. AC, I'm taking control, I'm taking the reins. Right, we're moving on. I apologise for the state of this episode. To anyone that's not going to listen to this.
Right. Oh, do you want to move on?
Yeah. Right. So my question is, if you have to pick one film, the men come, right, and they say, we'll take it, right, Sunshine, you're coming with us. Come with us. But you get to choose this time. So we're taking you, but positive vibes, positive energy. You come with us. You have to pick a film to be transported into, and therefore you live in that world. Which film are you going to, and why?
It's a very convoluted question. So it's a positive. It's a nice thing. You're not being like.
Oh, not necessarily. I was kind of just. I added some extra detail that really didn't need to be there. It's like the men come. They say. I don't even know why I involve the men every week. I involve the men every week. That was just a point where I'm just. It's the men podcast. It's the All Right Men.
All Right, like, Podmen.
Yeah, men cheers.
So basically, you can, if you want to be in a film, well, it's not, you're going to be in a film.
It's like a film's like universe. You have to, you go and live there.
Mm.
And it's not, you're not like the main character or anything. You're just part of it. Where would you go?
What, so you're just like an extra?
No. You're not an extra. You're not.
So you never actually see the film.
It's not a film. It's like the. So if you're in Star Wars, right? You're in the Star Wars universe. You're there. You're part of it.
But you say you're not Star an extra. Wars, yeah. You could just be some, like, homeless guy on Endor.
Well, yeah. Well,
living in a tree.
You get to choose what part of it. I'm just saying that the universe is the canvas, and you go and be in it.
Are you like born in it, or are you?
No, you're as you are now, but you're chucked in this not area. Like you just live there. That's your life. The universe, if you will.
I can't really think of any films now.
See, I was thinking, I did think about Star Wars first, but I think there's so many tat things about Star Wars, like, oh, I don't know.
The new films.
Oh, don't. They're all so shit. But I think Avatar would be quite cool.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you got taken, and then you could imagine you're a normal bloke and you mince around in the robots in the day, and then you're like, oh, actually, I fancy being a big blue man. I'm going to go run around for a bit and eat some fruit and shit.
But you see, at this point, you wouldn't have the training nor the experience to do that. So you'd be plonked down and then you'd have to get to that point, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and I think the people that drive the blue men, they, I think from what I remember, they're like doctors or something. Or the bloke's a marine, isn't he? That's the whole point. This is getting dangerously close to Jacob's film podcast. But I think it would be cool, and you get to go to a different planet and shit, but Earth's still a thing. But I think they ruined it. Anyway. Yes.
I literally can't think of any films.
I'm literally in the same predicament. I'm just kind of...
What's a film?
The only film I can think of right now is Wall-E, and I wouldn't want to be there.
I think all I can think of is Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, they were two votes. Those films would be
two of the worst places to
be. I think what would be worse, being at war or being one of those like boneless people on the boat? On the boat, on the big ship.
Boneless people.
That'd be amazing, though.
Yeah.
Boneless.
Yeah, because the whole point is that they've been mincing around in space. And they're like, actually, they don't never have to use their muscles or anything, so their bones just contract. Why do
they're
I know?
They're not boneless. They're just they just so
they've just got tiny bones.
Yeah, no.
No, they, honestly, look it up. Look it up. They have less bones. They're look it up.
I'm all right. I'll be the man.
Like the I don't know what I'm more annoyed about, the fact that I know that it's in my head. I think that is what I'm annoyed about. Why is this just random tatty knowledge in my head about boneless?
But yeah, they've just been floating around in space. Like, it's the low gravity and the fact that they've just been eating. Is they just get so fat. But then they're loving it. I'd rather be there than in Saving Private Ryan. Getting shot at and having my intestines.
Where are you? I don't get it. Where are you hearing that they're boneless?
Look it up. No.
They're not boneless. They've just got small bones.
Yeah, because they all of the calcium loses its stuff. So when you're floating around, you don't have anything holding you together, so you just flop about.
Totally the cold.
But at the end of the film, they do mince around, don't they? They mince around on... So how do they just suddenly learn how to walk? That doesn't... Loophole there.
This is getting really stupid. It's the All Right Wall-E podcast.
So no, they don't have, they're not boneless, they don't have less bone. Well, they do technically have less bone, but they have bone density loss and very little muscle mass.
Great.
Jacob, why did you say that?
Sorry, yes. I'm wrong. Fantastic. So we've got Avatar 2. We've got Wall-E.
You haven't seen
Avatar. Wall-E. We've got Saving Private Ryan.
That wasn't my answer. That was just all I could think of.
To be fair, but not like you could have said Surf's Up. You didn't say Surf's Up.
Oh, I forgot about Surf's Up.
Surf's Up is sick.
All right, I'm going to say Surf's Up. I'd love to be Surf's Up. How good would that be?
I think that would be pretty sick.
The Chub Chubs.
If anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, just go on YouTube and type in the Chub Chubs. That is a cinematic masterpiece, I tell you that for free.
How it didn't win Oscars, I do not know.
I don't know. The Chub Chubs, yeah.
Oh, it actually won. It actually won the Academy Award for Best Animated Short Film in 2003.
Fuck off.
That is tremendous.
No one has any idea what we are.
They will if they go look.
Are we about to cause a resurgence of Chub Chubs fan fiction? I think Ice Age would be pretty cool. I'm just staring at a mountain of DVDs in front of me. I think Ice Age would slap. No, actually, no. Going back to Surf's Up, who would you be in Surf's Up? Which character?
I'd be that. What's his name? The chicken's pretty sick. But what's the one? Big Z. I'll be Big Z.
Big Z.
when he pops up near the end, his head's over like the hedge, and it's just and he looks.
Yeah,
like...
he's just in a bush. He's in a bush, and he's watching the competition.
What is this episode?
I don't think I ever laughed as hard as when he just pops out of the bush.
I think the chicken's my favourite. He's like, oh, I feel it, me nuggets.
Chicken Joe. Chicken Joe
slabs.
Yeah, because he doesn't even try, and he's just like flapping about doing all.
Yeah, he's
and he wins, doesn't he?
Does he win?
Yeah, he wins.
Wins. Oh, lovely. So, Lewis, do you have a genuine answer to this, or
I can't think of any other film. I can think of Shaun of the Dead.
Equally, probably not that fun.
Not that great. Are there other films?
And on that note, I think we get a bit of big AC.
That's good.
AC. Yeah, you know when someone says like, it's like when you're. This is why I think Mastermind or something like that would be very difficult, because when you're there, like when you're watching from home, you're like, oh, that's easy. But I think when you're in the hot seat, you're like, your mind just goes blank.
Is that how you feel when you're doing this? You feel like you're in the hot seat?
I feel I'm on edge. I've got, you know, I'm sitting in a black chair.
In a black void of nothingness, no emotion.
Yeah. In the dark. In my cave.
Well, AC. Moving on.
Yeah, right. So I've got a user submitted question today.
Oh my Christ.
So this is from Anna.
Do you mean listener?
Yeah, we're the users.
The meth users. Yeah, so this is from Anna. And she asks. AKS, spelled correctly.
I ask you.
Anna asks, how important is it in which way people remember your birthday? So by that, I mean, or she means, I should say. So if someone like checks on Facebook or sees on Facebook that it's your birthday, or maybe they just remember because they're mental, or they have it written down.
Okay, hang the suns out. Does anyone actually remember anyone's birthdays anymore?
I remember mine.
Yes.
I'd say I remember, like, between 5 and 10.
Really?
Yeah, I probably...
Well, like, you know your families,
don't
you?
That's a good point. That is a good point. You do know your families.
And I know yours.
Yeah, and I know yours. Yes.
Say that more.
I know yours, Lewis, and I know yours.
There you go.
Because I don't really care. I don't think, because I think I'm at a point where, you know, when you're growing up, there's a period, or maybe I don't know if people still do this, but on like people's Facebook, if you go, oh, happy birthday, honey, exactly like that. Like, do people still do that? Like,
I don't think I got any this year.
Oh, Lewis.
But,
yeah, I don't like. It's not that deep, is it anymore? Yeah.
Do you want to hear something quite sad? I think it was in middle school. I wanted to see who my real OGs were, so I put my birthday on Facebook to the day before it actually is, to see who said happy birthday then.
Did everyone say happy birthday then?
Yes.
That is not a surprise.
Even my mother.
Oh, I fell deep and hard for that one.
Hook, line, and sinker.
So, yeah, I don't know. But that's just me. Like, I may or may not have my birthday coming up soon. And it's just like, oh, I don't know, see me friends. But is that part of growing up? Do 13-year-olds still give a toss? I don't know. I'm not 13.
But I think you go through a stage of knowing, or like, I'm sure you get to an age where you have people's birthdays written down, because that's when you're old and you're doing like birthday.
Well, I have a list of like that. Birthdays written down.
I'm old. Andy's old.
I also write down people's emails in my diary. I have a little notebook by the landline.
Who uses the landline anymore?
When it rings, I just do not answer.
I don't think we don't have that landline in this game. Like, I don't. In fact, we haven't had landlines since we moved. So,
it's pointless. Everyone's got a mobile, don't they?
I need to reach someone only when they're at home. Yeah.
But what about all that PPI that you're missing out on?
And all of those accidents that I've been in that weren't my fault. And I don't know where to go.
You just seem to be in so many accidents these days. You need to be more careful.
And there's always a blame, and therefore there's always a claim. And I don't know who to go for. No one's ringing me and demanding my services. Not my services, my buddy. Well, lovely. It's all lovely. This.
What were we talking about?
We're in a podcast, remember, Lewis? We're recording now.
Oh, fuck.
It's all a dream.
What was the question?
Do people care? Do you care?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's important to you.
I don't care that much.
It's probably the least satisfactory the submitted one. Yes, sorry.
She's gonna be devastated when she hears me.
Yeah, I think I probably would be. What would you like? Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, nice. Are you happy with that, Andy?
There's no, I'm not marking your work. Don't worry.
Crikey. Well, AC. Yeah. AC. A to the C. A to the C to the 1, 2, 3. Oh, God. This is funny because we're recording kind of somewhat during the day. And it seems to be going...
Look outside!
No, look, there's still a remnant of sunlight. I can see it.
Yes, is there?
I can see.
There is a bit. Like
bloody hell.
There is a bit. Yeah.
There's not!
Well, I think that comes under ending anecdotes. There is a... if you can see a bit of sun, tweet us. She is all right. Tell us
if you can see the sun.
Jacob's right, there is a bit of sun outside.
And if you can see it, we advise just look at it for a while.
To make sure you can see it, stare at it. If your eyes start hurting, don't worry.
It's there, keep looking properly.
Make sure it's there.
If no one looks at it, it goes away. There always needs to be someone looking at it at some point.
To be fair, there's no proof. There's no proof that the sun's there because it's so bright when you look at it. No, it's like, nah. That could be all the proof we need to know that we're living in a simulation. Maybe that's where the simulation comes in. And it's so bright that you can't see.
I don't even know what your point is. You said the sun's so bright, we don't even know if it's there or not.
Because when you look at it, it's so bright, you don't know, you look at it and go, oh, my eyes. You have to turn away, don't you? So, it's like ducks. It's no one's ever seen ducks fly.
Yes, they have.
When is the last time you saw a duck fly? There's no proof that ducks fly.
You've never seen your neighbours taking their shopping.
I haven't. My neighbours go shopping. That's a good point.
Oh yeah, just think of this thought. Imagine if you're like in a room. As soon as you walk out the room, everyone just disappears. they're not there when you can't see them.
Well, just there's like the that cat thing, isn't there?
That cat thing.
Yeah, the man's paradox, isn't it? That if you have a box in front of you and someone says, there's a cat in there, but you don't know whether there's a cat in there or not.
No, that's the bit, sir.
Yeah, yeah. And then...
No, it's not.
The cat is both there and not there.
No, 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 no. Hell.
Is that true? Is this like...
Schrodinger's cat is, like is the there's some poison in the box and a cat.
Yes.
And the poison is set to go off at a random time. And you just don't know if the cat is alive or dead until you open the box. That is Schrodinger's paradox.
But yeah, and the point being that while the box is there, the cat is both dead and alive. So it's kind of...
You said it was either there or not there.
Well, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing, isn't it? If the cat is dead, it's not there.
But that, yeah.
I mean,
surely that doesn't make sense, because it's
yeah, it's whether it's dead or alive.
But you don't know.
It's always, yeah, but it's always, it's either dead or alive. Yeah. You just don't know.
So it's either, my life essence is either there or not.
Schrodinger's an idiot.
Should get the ACP on this. ACP on the case.
ACP on paradox.
Yeah.
Paradox.
And on that note, I think it's time to end. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for bearing with.
This was dreadful.
What happened?
Are we going to publish this?
Yes.
I think we need a deep breath.
Someone lost a
need to lie down.
Yeah.
We've never had a magic formula, Andy.
So, you know, follow us on Twitter.
It was all a dream.
Yeah, follow us on
soon come. Undergoing maintenance.
Yeah. Okay.
We're working on
the ACP,
on a partnership deal with Instagram. That's going to take some time.
Yeah.
In the works.
Yeah.
In the meantime, listen to Andy's Jacob's sports podcast. Andy's food podcast, Andy's florist podcast.
Yeah.
Jacob's film podcast, Jacob's music podcast,
Lewis's maths podcast.
Amazing.
Maths and me.
Yeah, well, toodaloo. Thanks.
It's just me talking very, very close to the mic. Numbers.
Maths and me.
Welcome to maths.
Me and mincing maths. And tomahawks.
The mincing. Maths. Tomahawk.
Right. Well, bye then. Toodaloo.
This needs to end.
Thanks for listening. I don't know why you listen, to be honest with you. And
end it all.